USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pretrial hearing for five men accused of planning the September 11th attacks got underway Tuesday after years of delays. Accused mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the four others faced a military commission for the first time in more than a year, as the trial has been delayed because of the pandemic. Proceedings inside the court at Guantanamo Bay went on for several hours before the judge dismissed the court ahead of schedule to allow both sides to regroup and strategize. And President Biden is set to lay out a new strategy to combat the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The president will announce his strategy Thursday during remarks from the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Tuesday that the plan is a six-pronged strategy that is likely to include encouragement for the private sector to introduce more vaccine mandates. The announcement coming as the nation passed 40 million confirmed cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
An elections reform bill delayed for days by an exodus of Democratic lawmakers is now the law in Texas. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and will withstand any legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And more than 400,000 people in Louisiana remain without power more than a week after the area was hit by Hurricane Ida. Nearly three-quarters of New Orleans have had power restored, but another 430,000 in southeastern Louisiana are still without electricity. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Four American citizens, a woman and her three children, were evacuated out of Afghanistan over the weekend via an overland route by a private group of veterans. In a statement announcing the evacuation, the State Department said that the U.S. had facilitated the rescue, prompting the organizers of the mission to accuse them of trying to steal the credit for their work. Congressman Michael Waltz says that the State Department should be working hand-in-hand with these private organizations. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. government has no presence in Afghanistan and should be trying to find ways to work around the post-pullout limitations.
The fact is we had pulled all of our military assets out, and we should have been going out and getting Americans, not telling them, well, get there if you can. So these veterans, many of whom I've talked to, have quit their jobs or on leave, doing whatever it takes, and they're not going to quit. I mean, the evacuation is still ongoing, not just for Americans, but for our Afghan allies that we promised that we would get out. They're not going to stop. So my strong advice, and I wrote a letter to Secretary Blinken on this over the weekend, is engage these groups, have them into your office, let's celebrate the victories together, and have a public-private partnership going forward, because the reality is we've got no troops on the ground, no diplomats on the ground. All you really have are these private organizations that are stepping in with their own money, time, and resources to get the job done, and that's what we should be focused on.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.